We're on Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, at the two dots, about eight lines down from the top. V'yesh schus tola gimel shani mechule. We said in the Mishnah that there's a schus that's tola sometimes for a year, sometimes for 2 years, sometimes for 3 years. So Gemara asks, schus demai. What schus are we talking about that she has that can protect her from the Yisurim? So if you're going to say it's a schus of Torah, she learns Torah, and the schus of that, she has this protection, but a woman's not metzuva on limud Torah. So it's very difficult to say that on a schus of a metzuva ve'elsa, that that's going to be enough to protect her from these yisurin. Okay, so Gemara tries something else. Maybe he's talking about schus de mitzvah, that she did a mitzvah, and that mitzvah is what's protecting her from the yisurin. So Gemara says it's also difficult. Why? Because schus de mitzvah mi megana kuli hai, it protects a little bit, as we'll see, but is it going to protect so much it's going to stop the effects of the soda water? So Gemara says, we see that it doesn't protect so much. V'atanya, we learn in the Braisa, Zu darash Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, the pasuk that says ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, that a mitzvah is like a lamp, and the Torah is like the light. We'll see, it's like the light of the day. Tala hakasuv es a mitzvah b'ner ves haTorah b'or, es a mitzvah b'ner, the mitzvah is like a ner household. Lamar lecha ma ner ein a megina el lefisha, that a lamp, it only gives light, it only lights up the derech, just an immediate azor, an immediate area, so a person doesn't trip, etc. But that solves just a little bit, this helps a little bit. Af mitzvah in a megina el lefisha, it only, therefore, protects him a little bit of perennius. Vesa Torah b'or, and the pasuk compares Torah to the light, like the light of the day. The ma lomar lecha, the ma or megina laolam, it protects from all things that bad things in the world. So af Torah megina laolam, so too the Torah protects from as we'll see, from chayt and from yisurim, from all these things. The Omer, and now the pasuk that comes after this speaks about the milas of the Torah, and darshan's the pasuk bisalechecha tancheo asach b'shach b'char tishmar alecha v'akisos yitzes ichecha. That's the pasuk that everybody butchers up at the seam. So the Gemara darshan's it out bisalechecha tancheo asach, that when one walks, it guides him, tancheosach, guides you, that's ze holam hazeh. Now the Torah, it guides a person in this world. And b'shach b'chat yishmar alecha, zu misa, that's at the time of misa, it protects a person from yisuri misa. Hakisosa, he says hichecha, that when the person awakens, that it's like an advocate for him. Lasid lavo, that after misa, also the Torah helps there as well. It's we says an advocate. Mashal Adam shaya mahalach bishon laila vafela misyare min hakotzi mina pachasim mina barkanim, that person's walking in the dark of the night. And he's scared. He's scared of, we'll see, three different things. First thing he's scared of is from the kotzim, from the pachasim and the barkanim, from the thorns, from the like pits, and from thistles, things like that. Second thing he's scared about is michaya ra, minalistim, from animals and from robbers. And the third thing he's worried about is ve'eino yodea ve'eiza derech malech. He's in the dark of the night. He doesn't know where he is, which is the right way. So then, what happens? Nizda menolo avuka shalor. So that's our ner that we're comparing to ner mitzvah. He has finds a torch. So that saves him on one of the first of the three things. He needs some mina kotzi, mina pchasi, mina barkani, right? Because now he has a light. He can see that there's where the pits are, whatever, with the immediate area in front of him. As again we said, that someone who's mekayim a mitzvah also save a little bit from a little bit of things, at least some of these sort. But he's still scared of those things. The torch is not going to help for those things. Plus, that's the third thing. Also, he's still not hasn't taken care of. He doesn't know where he's going. So what happens? But kaven shalom u'dashachar nitzal mi'chayarau minalistim. But when the light, the day comes, so now he's also saved from the chayarau and the listim, which don't hang out in the daylight. And so now he's saved from these things. So too, someone who's who learns Torah, and we say Torah or, so that's compared to the light of the day. And someone who learns Torah is saved from chayt, from isurin, from all things. But the third thing isn't taken care of yet. It gets a little bit light, but he still doesn't know where he is, which is the right way to go. But he gi al parshas drachim. Once he gets to the road, intersection, he sees the big sign, you know, Matityahu to the right, whatever. Ah, so now he knows where he is. So nitzal mikulam, meaning that once a person, even if he's learning Torah, very nice, and he might be a big tzaddik, but you never know. You never know what's going to be if he's going to remain that way till the end. So once, but when he gets to the end, then he's still a tzaddik. So then he knows everything's going to be fine, and that's nitzal mikulam. Davar acher, another drasha where we see that comparing the mitzvah to an heir and a Torah to the or, that avera mechabe mitzvah, that an avera a person does is mechabe mitzvah, means it takes away from the schar v'mitzvah, that it shouldn't protect them anymore from puranios. Ve'ein avera mechabe Torah, but an avera doesn't take away the schar of the Torah that protects them. Shneimar says the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Ma'im Rabim lo yuchlu lachabos esahava. So the Ma'im Rabim refers to the averas, and lo yuchlu lachabos esahava. Ava is the Torah, can't mechabe the Torah. So the avera can't mechabe Torah. Okay, so all this was this a big long brisa. So what do we see from all of this? We see from here that the mitzvah is only partial protection. It protects a little bit, lefisha, whatever, and therefore it's difficult to say here as well that is, if this woman did a mitzvah, that's going to help tolef or gimel shanim, whatever. It's very difficult because it's only mitzvahs. We said Torah, not because it's not mitzvah, and even mitzvahs, it's only lefisha. It's not such a strong protection. So how does she get this respite for so long? So Amar Rav Yosef, he says, no, really, yes, it is talking about the mitzvah. And he says the following: mitzvah bidana beidna, excuse me, de asikba magna umatzla. Then a mitzvah, when a person is in the midst of doing the mitzvah, whilst he's doing the mitzvah, then it protects him from yisurin, and it's matzla, and it saves him from the yetzer hara, from doing sin. That's only whilst he's doing the mitzvah. But beidna de lo asikba, when he is not being osik in the mitzvah, agune megan magna, it's still protecting him from yisurin, but it's just a tzuli lo matzla, but now it doesn't protect him anymore from doing sin. However, Torah, bein beidna da asikba, bein deidna da lo asikba, as opposed to Torah, that doesn't matter while he's learning the Torah, or even after he's finished learning the Torah, that's always magna umatzla. It protects him from yisurin and saves him from sin, even afterwards. So therefore, according to Rav Yosef, we could say that we see that even afterwards, even after she's not doing the mitzvah anymore, but still magna, it's still agune magna, it still protects her. So therefore, that protection is what she's having over here after when she's drinking the water. So we see the mitzvah does have this have at least the power to agune magna, and you have to say therefore when the braisa said before it only protects lefisha, that's talking about only to lahatzil, because that's the hatzil is only while you're doing it, not afterwards. Okay, matkifla rabba, but rabba has a problem with this. Elameyata, if that's the case, what about doag vachitofel milo aski batora amaylo igina alayu? That doag and afitofel, right? Doag was the advisor of Shaul, and he snitched on David HaMelech, right, when he was by the by Nov Yer Kohanim, and that caused Shaul to run after him, etc. He was a big Talmud Chacham, but the Yetzer Hara got the best of him, and also Achitofel, who was the David HaMelech's advisor, and then he ended up joining forces, leaving him and going with this, joining his son Avshalom's rebellion. Also, he was a big Talmud Chacham. He also, again, the Yetzer Hara got the best of him as well. So we just said, though, that somebody that's Osik in Torah is protected. So why wasn't there Torah protecting them? Am I lo hagina alai? So therefore, Ela Amarava, he changes a little bit the Meimra of what Rav Yosef said, and he basically just drops it down one level. And therefore, you have to say the following: that Torah beina da asik ba magna umatzla. Right, Torah, fine. While you're osik in it, it protects you from yisurin and from chait. Fine. Beina da lo asik ba, when you're not learning Torah, it's agune magana a magna v'atzule lo matzla, which is what Rav Yosef had said before. By a mitzvah, he drops it down. He says, "No, that's by the Torah." So the Torah, one is not learning the Torah. It still protects, but it's not a tzulei masa. It doesn't save you from the yetzer hara. And therefore, mail it answers the question with Doeg and Achitofel that while they're learning the Torah, fine. But if when they're not learning the Torah, it doesn't save them from the yetzer hara, and that's why they went off. But a mitzvah, bein beidna da asikba, bein beidna da lo asikba, as opposed to mitzvah, which we're dropping down a level, whether you're osik in the mitzvah or not, it doesn't matter, it's a gune magna, but a tzule in lo matzla. It's not going to protect a person. It's not going to protect a person from the Yetzer Hara. Okay. Fine. Haven't done Rashi in a long time. Okay, let's do a little bit of Rashi's here. Okay, let's see Rashi. Zechus demai. What zechus are we talking about? That's Megina Kochach to protect. So, mas zechus the Torah. Shaitau sekas betorah. That can't be. Halo mifkana. She doesn't have a mtsivu. Idechsiv. Limalitim osam es beneichem. Velo es benoseichem. Well, not girls. Vekeven deena mitzuva. Ein schara gadol. The kemitzuva veose. So, it's very difficult to say that's going to protect her. That means talis al abadcha etzuchuscha. It's going to be like an advocate for you. Pchatim is gumot, is pits. Nizdemeno lo avuka shalor. Kach zacha lekayim mitzvah. Nitzal mi mikzas piranias. So too, that's the mashal. Saves the saves from a little bit of piranias. V'dain misyare michayarao min alistim. It's still is scared when even though you have the torch from Chayran Listim Shadarkan Lelech Balai, they go in the night. Pen Yifken Ubo. Dixiv it says Tashes Choshech Vehi Laila. Both Tirmos Cholchai Soyar in Tilim. Higia Mudashachar Do Vafkan Zacha LeTorah. So the Mudashachar is a mashal to the Torah, the light of the Torah, Torah Or. And once he's Zochet Torah, Nitzal Mina Cheda Mina Yisurin, he's safe from everything. That's very nice. Now he's okay, but who knows? Maybe the Yetzer is still going to get the best of him later on. And then the Yetzer is going to come back and the punishments. But until he gila parshas drachim, excuse me. Visham he kiras darko, there he knows the way. The afkan he gia liyom misa velo pirish minatora adi yomoso nitzamikulan. And if he hung in there right until the day of his death, then he knows everything's going to be fine. V'achim yafarash lalakame. Avera mechaba, we said it's mechaba the schar of the mitzvah. And ve'ein avera mechaba schar mishasek b'torah. Kodem lachin, before that. Alma mitzvah lo megana kulehai. So we see that after all of this, that the mitzvah doesn't help that all that much, and therefore, how could it help this soto? Lechabos as ha'ava zutora, dechsiv, it said, ve'vianu el beis ha'yayin, v'diglo alai ava. And yayin is sod. It's the same gematria. Yayin is the same gematria as sod. Amar of Yosef, so he answered, Lo la megina min yisurin harbe. Really, it does protect from yisurin harbe, and that's why the mitzvah, and that's why this woman can be saved, the soto. Umay eina megina lekamar. What does it mean that it's not megina lekamar? There's a gears in the bach is belish nekama minachet shalo if it kafenu yetzer hara kamar. That only refers to the yetzer hara. It does protect from yisurin, but it doesn't save from the yetzer hara. That's all. Mitzvah be'idna da'asik ba v'hainu lefisha da'amar. That's what we said. It helps lefisha whilst the person is as osik doing the mitzvah. Magna mina yisurin, it protects from the yisurin. U'metzal and saves from the yetzer hara shaloich shalenu lechto. Be'idna da'lo asik ba, when it's not being osik in it, misha gamar a mitzvah, when it's finished, ve'inu asik ba, agune magna mina pur. It's still going to save from the puranios, but a tulei lo masa. Not going to save from the yetzer hara. U'diktani be'braisa, when it says, avera is mechabe mitzvah, love milagin minisurin kamar. It's not going to take, not going to erase the mitzvah completely that it's not going to save from yisurin. That it's still going to do. Ela milito schar lati, just from taking, getting schar in the future. Amai lo higina alayhem. So why we said by doeg and achitofel, didn't the Torah protect them? Mi'etzer hara shechtiyim v'asam rishayim, they made them into rishayim gemurim. Kolomar amai lo titzilenu mina veras, if they were learning Torah. Okay, but fine. Let's, that's where we got to. Back to the Gemara. Ravina Amar leolam schus Torah. Okay, he says, no, really, we could say, like we said before, that the schus that is helping this woman is the schus, in fact, of the Torah. Not to say mitzvah, you can say schus of the Torah. The kamar, deina mitzuveh osa, but we say, but that's very difficult because she's not mitzuveh, so how can that protect her? So Gemara says, nehi defakudei lo mifkada, yeah, she doesn't have a tzivuri, but beagra de mikaryan umasnayan benayu, but in the schar that her sons are going to learn chumash and mishnah, venatran lehu legavrayu, and she waits for her husband to come back from learning Torah, adat to mi bei midrash, until he comes back from the beis midrash, milo palgan badayu, doesn't she split the schar with them? So in other words, she doesn't have their own, if she sits and learns Torah, doesn't have that much schus. But she has the schus that she shares with her husband that's going to learn, etc. I had a little he'ara, and it says, it seems to be mashma, we have the two things, right? The son's learning Torah and the husband going out to learn. And it says, but doesn't she at least that she splits with them at least? So she does get the schus. So lechora, just splitting with the husband, I can see, you know, he's mitzvah ve'osa and he learning the Torah and getting all this schus, and she splits with because she, you know, helped him learn, or at least, you know, wait till he comes home. But the kids, lechora, what, the kids aren't mitzvah, they're ketanim, they're not even ena mitzvah ve'osa, they're not even, there's no chiyuv at all, they're ketanim. So what is she splitting with them? It sounds like she's splitting with the kids and splitting with the husband. What schus does she have splitting with these kids? They're not mitzvah or anything. So, and again, that she has a schus that she sends her kids to school. I can understand that. But the Gemara says that the schus that she's splitting with them, mi lo palgan badayu, isn't she splitting the schar with them? With them, who's with them? With the husband, I can understand. With the kids, she's splitting the schar with the kids. I don't know.
The father has to teach his kids.
That's the father. We're talking about her.
So she's assisting the father to be able to help.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that the father is doing it. It says she is not trendly. She is the Makarian.
Get him to school.
Okay, but because it's really the mother that is doing it, right? So not the father. Well, she knows that's that the father's doing. She's helping. No, it's in Mashram here. She's doing it. She's Tarachat. She's sending her kids to the school, not the father. It's not much. Okay. Rashi lo olam schus the Torah velo shosekes, but not that she's osik in the Torah. Ela torachas bibaneh, that she is torachas with their sons and with their husband sheyasku, that they should be osik. The Makarian Mesnayan says shetorachas al bneim, again that she is bothers with her sons to bring him to school, a beit sefer, likro mikra, lishnos mishnah. It's the wife that's doing it. Natran legabrayon, she's they wait for their husbands. Mamtinos lebaleim, she yotzin, and they go out to learn Torah. Liyaracheres liomot Torah, and she waits till they get back. Okay, back to the Gemara. My leparshas drachim. So we saw in the Brisa that it's nimshal to coming to the parshas drachim. So what is that? So Amar Rav Chista ze Talmid Chacham v'yom Misa. It was basically like we explained it before. That it's a Talmid Chacham that doesn't know if he's what's going to be, if he's going to stay on the right path until the Yom Misa. Once he gets to the Yom Misa, and he stayed good until the end, then he's fine. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, coming to the Parshas Drachim, refers to ze Talmid Chacham v'yirashchei. The Talmid Chacham that he arrived, he got to the level of being a yirashchei. And Marzutra Marzit refers to a Talmid Chacham the Salkele Shmaita Liba the Hilchasa, that he was able to, he got to the Madrega where he's able to be more hora. Okay, let's see. Rashi, my Parshas Drachim, Mahu Mindame Legia the Parshas Drachim, the Havuka we said is the mitzvah, and Amud Shachar we said was the Torah, and so Parshas Drachim, the third thing in the Mashal, what is that? My so Yom Misa. On the day of his death, he hung in there right through till the end and didn't get rid of the old Torah from him. Then he's nitzal mikulam. That's the Parshas Drachim that he got to the level of yirashchet. Sha Torah is milamdoto davar divrei Torah, the mitzvah that teaches him the mitzvah, divrei yisur, etc. Umimash who tzarich lifrosh. That's good, but yirashchet, that is a different level. That's mona milar dof acharei yitzro. That helps him to not to run after his yitzur. So if he has that, he's in good shape. That's the Parshas Drachim. The Salkal Ishmaita Liba the Hilchas, that's the last opinion. Merzutra, Vahaki Kamar, Alamu Nashachar, Nitzal Minachai, etc. Zachala Torah, when he's Ochala Torah, he's Nitzal Mi Yetzer Hara Minachait, Vedain Eni Yodea Beza Derech Maalech, meaning, Imiskes, She Sayu Minashmaim. In other words, he isn't going to have Siyata Nishmaia. That he still doesn't have. Milit Kabel Dvarav, Bein Chavirav, that his friends, his colleagues will accept what he says. Lohoros Alaka Kemishpat, Badi Gila Parshas Drachim, Kolomar Zachalakach. Once he's Zokata Siyata Dishmaya, then he's Nitzol Mikulam, then he has everything, even has the Hora. Okay, back to the Gemara. Davar Acher, we're bringing back again what we said in the Brisa, that Avera is Mechave Mitzvah and Ein Avera Mechave Torah. Amariam Riosef, Darshe Rabbanachim Bar Yosi Lahai Kra, Darshan this Pasuk of Kiner Mitzvah Torah or Kisinai, as if Moshe Rabbeinu was darshaning in front of Am Yisrael, Gabi, the Milas of the Torah, the Sinai. And he said, Yilmali Darshua Doeg Vachitofel Hachi, and if it would be that Doeg and Achitofel would have darshaned it this way, this Pasuk, then Lo Ratfu Achar Basar Davi, they wouldn't have ran after David to kill him. Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, this was David HaMelech referring to his enemies, and he said, Lemor, that his enemies were saying, Elohim Azavo, that God left him. Read food, Utafisuhu, Kiein Metzil, the Pasuk says, that they, continues. In other words, that they said that since David HaMelech did his thing with Bathsheba, so they said, good, you know, now we can get him, because he sinned, and now we can grab him, run after him and grab him, and because no, he's not going to be saved because of his avera. So my darish, what would they? What pasuk were they darshening? V'lo yirelecha b'cha ervas davar. And then it says v'shav miacharecha. The pasuk says that if you do involve with erva, then Hashem is going to leave you. So they said, David HaMelech was involved with erva. So great, Hashem left him. Now we can run after him and we can get him. But if they would have darshan a pasuk like we did, they wouldn't have done so. Why? It might mechabe the mitzvah, yeah, but the vera does not mechabe Torah. And since David HaMelech was a big Talmud Chacham, so he had Torah, so the vera did it is not mechabe the Torah, so that he still has the protection from the Torah. Rashi Lemor Elohim Azavo, Kachayu Amarim Alav. That's what they said about David. Elohim, as Hashem left him, Shebal Eshesish, when he lived with Bathsheba, Ve'einanu Ne'nashim Alav. So we're not going to be punished because of him. We can attack him. So read Fu, Visu, Ki Ein Metzil, says the Pasuk, Ein Los Chus, Yatzilen, he has no schus to be saved. Shavera is keep the schuyos, got rid of his schuyos. So they thought, as it says in the Pasuk, Loyera, And if you have it, then Hashem's going to leave. But that wasn't the case, because David the Melech had Torah. Okay, last part for today. My boz yavuzulo. It says in the pasuk, imitein ish es kol hon beso ba'ava boz yavuzulo. The person gives all his money, whatever, it's not going to help. What is this referring to? Amar ula lo kashimen achai Azariah, not like Shimon achi Azariah, who he was called by the name of his brother, because his brother would support him while he was learning, and they would split the schar. Velo k'Rabbi Yochanan the Venesia either, that he learned Torah and he was supported by the Nasi's house. Also like a Yisachar Zevulun type thing. So that's not what the pasuk is referring to. Ela kehilal v'shavna. Dechi asa Ravdimi Amar, Hillel v'Shevna achi havu. They were brothers, Hillel and Shevna. Hillel asak b'Torah, he was osak in Torah, even though he was very poor, he was osak in Torah. And his brother Shevna avadiska, and he was working parnasa. Lesof, in the end, Amar lei, so Shevna said to Hillel afterwards, come tad narov, here let's make a deal. Right, the leaf look, and we'll split. You know, you learned all this Torah, and I've been working this whole time. Let's make a deal, and I'll give you some money, and you give me some of your Torah that you learned. So Yasa Basko Amra Imitain Ishas Kol Hon Beso Boz Yavuzulam, etc. That no, you can't buy Torah after it's been learned. Before it's been learned, well, you can make a deal like Yisachar Zevulun and share in the skus as the person's learning, but not afterwards. You can't buy it later, as we learn from the pasuk. Says Rashi. Shimon Achai Azariah, Tanahu, Mishnah Chamaisa Desvachim, Velama Torah al Yedei Achiv, they were supported by his brother, Shayausuk Rakmatia, Kadesh Yachlok, Biskus Tamuno, they would split the scar, Shel Shimon. Lakahu Nikra, that's what he's called by the name of his brother, Al Shem Azariah Achiv, because he split the scar with him. Rabbi Yochanan Lamad al Yedei Anasi, Shayam Afarnaso. Hillel Asak Betora, Mitoch Oni Rav, he was very, very poor, as we learn, Kenem Afarish b'Maseches Yoma. Someone said about somebody, they came. I was Shiloh with that Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It was a guy, Avreich, learning in Israel, very, very poor Avreich. He learned for many years, and he had a brother who lived in Switzerland. And his brother, he gets a message that he should come quick to Switzerland to see his brother. He's very, very sick, whatever. And he gets to Switzerland. He sees he knew his brother had money, but he didn't dream he had so much money. This guy, he lived in a castle. He had shomrim around. This guy's a multi millionaire, and he had a tough time just getting in. So he had to convince him that he's his brother, you know. Anyway, he gets in and he goes in, and his brother's lying on his bed. He's like basically on his deathbed. And so he says to his brother, he says, you know, my whole life I've been involved with money, 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 and that's it. And here's the end of my life now. And I know you're real sick and tore. He says, I want to make a deal with you. He says, you give me, you know, half of your learning, whatever, and I'll give you half of my wealth. And he said, you know, I don't think so, whatever. And he says, you know, you obviously don't know how much money I have. He starts telling him like what he owns, and then multi millionaire. He says, and you get half of that. Just give me half of your. So he decided, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to give up my learning. All the sluice of my learning, I don't want to have to give it up. Whatever, and then he left, and then as his brother died, and he felt bad that maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, for the effort to help his brother out, give him the schus, whatever. So they brought to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he quoted this Gemara. He said, you don't have to feel bad, because it's not going to work anyways. Right? We see from the Gemara that it only works, you can split schar, like Yisachar Zevulun, if you make a deal to begin with. You learn, but afterwards, we see from the Gemara, Hillel and Shevna, it doesn't work. You can't afterwards buy the schus of the Torah that was learned. So he said, you don't have to feel bad, because it wouldn't have worked anyways.